Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is July 25th, 2015. I had to skip last week due to a family vacation, so let's take a look now at the main highlights of recent current events and how the planet's positions in the zodiac have been matching up with what's been going on in the world. So, one of the big events in world news was the Iran deal. After months of negotiations, the United States, Iran, and five other world powers came to an agreement on how Iran's nuclear progress will be supervised so that everyone can feel assured that the Iranians are not making nuclear bombs. In exchange, the West will lift the sanctions that have been crippling Iran for the last decade. Iranians danced in the streets. The astrological factor is Jupiter, along with Venus, which had just moved from Cancer into Leo. Jupiter is the planet of conciliation. Venus is the planet of agreements. Leo is the sign of leaders and governments. But not all is well. The U.S. Republican-led Congress now has 60 days to approve the deal, and it is unlikely that the suspicious Republicans are going to go along with the compromises struck by Obama, Kerry, and their team. As Congress formally begins consideration of the hard-fought pact, Republican leaders have vowed to do everything possible to stop this groundbreaking move towards world peace. Note that at the time of the deal, Mars was with Mercury, putting together the planet of combat with the planet of facts and discussion. So, this deal was born with the energy pattern of controversy. President Obama was forced to defend his historic deal with numerous appearances on the media. Note that Mars in Gemini appears in the sixth house of his astrology chart. This is the sector of the chart that has to do with enemies, struggles, and defense. Mars transiting in the sixth house gives you problems, but also helps you to defeat your enemies. Yet another manifestation of the Jupiter-Venus conjunction in Leo came last week. More than a half century of Cold War and lingering enmity came to an abrupt but quiet end last Monday as the United States and Cuba restored full diplomatic relations, marking the first time the two countries have operated full-fledged embassies in Havana and Washington since they cut ties in 1961. For the first time in half a century, the Cuban flag now flies in Washington, D.C. Now that we have Venus and Jupiter together in the heavens, the over-the-top energy generated by the two natural benefics being conjunct has been giving a dose of excess to certain people, especially the Leo rising ones. Best example, Donald Trump. The Donald has been keeping himself front and center on all media venues by his incessant grandstanding. Of course, as a media mogul of sorts himself, Mr. Trump knows how to keep the spotlight turned his way by making outrageous, politically incorrect statements, which then suck all the oxygen out of the room, leaving the other Republican candidates gasping for airtime. Trump's strategy appears to be working for now. Most polls put him in the lead, easily ahead of his closest rival, Jeb Bush. How does the Donald fare in the future? Looking at his chart, we see that Jupiter, the planet of confidence and optimism, continues to transit in his natal ascendant for a whole year, until August 2016. That Jupiter transit is giving great benefit to Mr. Trump's natal Mars, and it's his natal Mars that makes him so prone to instigating challenges from others. Going into battle is something this guy really enjoys, and I don't see this ending anytime soon. And lastly, I can't help but make some mention of the amazing photographs of Pluto, which have certainly changed the conversation on whether this member of the solar system merits planetary status or not. After recently being demoted to an ice ball by some scientists, Pluto proves to be much more than that, having all sorts of surface features, mountain ranges, and even an atmosphere. There is no reference to Pluto in Vedic astrology, since the ancients couldn't see it, but there is mention in some of the old texts that there would be other planets discovered, and their significations in astrology would be discovered along with them. In modern astrology, Pluto is considered to have a Shiva-like quality. In other words, complete destruction, but for the purpose of rebirth. It therefore becomes a generational type of force, lying dormant for many years, and then producing major changes and transformations. So, maybe this rediscovery of Pluto is a harbinger of things to come? Okay, that'll do it for this week's review of the week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.